USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As hundreds of thousands of people take part in the annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C., President Trump becomes the first president to directly address the March for Life crowd.
For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
Congressman Adam Schiff is accusing President Trump of putting Trump first, not America first. During the president's Senate impeachment trial, the California Democrat says the president's misconduct in the Ukraine scandal is incompatible with the office of the presidency.
This is Trump first, not American first, not American ideals first. And the result has and will continue to be grave harm to our nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A New York teen thinks he has a super idea, and a lot of folks seem to agree with it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
16-year-old Frank Ruggeri thinks the Super Bowl should be moved from Sunday to Saturday, and now his idea is going viral. Tens of thousands of people have signed the Change.org petition that Ruggeri launched. He says millions of Americans call out sick to work or miss school on the day after the Super Bowl, and analysts do claim the big game costs employers nearly $3 billion each year. Others have proposed making the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday. Ruggeri says that's not as likely to fly as just moving the game a day earlier.
Facebook is preparing for the Iowa caucuses by protecting people from misinformation. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleeker, says teams are on the lookout for online trends that may be targeting public debate and the spread of misinformation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus continues to spread. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
The virus outbreak in China has gotten worse, with the death toll now up to at least 25 and more than 800 people sickened. There's now a second suspect case in the United States, a Texas A&M student who recently returned from China. In Wuhan, China, where the first virus emerged, police barricaded roads, blocked access to trains, and patrolled the airport as the city shut down in an effort to contain the virus. Inside hospitals, people scrambled for screenings. Chinese authorities are ordering similar shutdowns in the nearby cities of Guangdong and Erzhou, affecting nearly 20 million people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is making some news with comments that he recently made in Iowa. On Monday, Biden said at an election forum that he does not support deportation for illegal aliens who are arrested on drunk driving. He then was asked about DACA recipients later in the week.
These kids have come. They've done well. Most of these kids, there's a lot of them, and they're not just Hispanic. They're Asian Pacific Islanders as well. And they, in fact, have done very, very well. In many cases, they're more Americans than most Americans are because they have done well in school. They believe the basic principles that we all share. I think they should be, in fact, fine, put on a path to citizenship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Officials at Zion National Park are continuing to monitor the area above the Weeping Rock shuttle stop in the main canyon, where a massive rock slide injured three people and left several others momentarily stranded in August of last year. A Cedar City man is in jail facing multiple felony charges after allegedly stealing a car in Washington City and getting arrested Tuesday evening when he turned onto a dead-end street during a pursuit with officers in Santa Clara. Governor Gary Herbert, Utah Senate President Stuart Adams, and House Speaker Brad Wilson announced yesterday they're repealing the controversial tax legislation known as SB 2001. And a driver swerving to avoid hitting a deer ended up rolling over off the highway on State Route 18 near Central, but escaped uninjured. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy, then clearing today, 60, clear and 37 overnight, sunny and 60 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Do not listen to this show. The truth can be scary. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions, too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is...
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
That clip. It's one of my favorites. Oh, man. We're going to talk coronavirus in this hour, some of the newest, the latest developments of it, and maybe some sort of behind-the-scenes stuff with it that I'd like to bring to light. I will be doing that in this hour. Welcome to your Friday, by the way. You made it. You made it to Friday, and now we're embarking on a weekend. Always be careful for Friday in government, because it's always the document dump night. It's always they get real busy when they think people are going into their weekends. I mean, sadly, that's been the case for decades, but I welcome you to the show, katedalyradio.com for podcasts. Of course, in this hour, you can call up. It's just me and you. And I also, and I've got so much to go over, as you could probably tell, with coronavirus. So we'll be talking in great length about this. Go to the website, katedalyradio.com. There's podcasts there. More will be up tonight that you can grab and share and listen to over the weekend. And then also go to Balance of Nature. Make sure, as we're talking about this in this hour, oh my gosh, help your immune system. Help your immune system. There's a lot of reasons I say that right now, but I have felt strongly about the fact that all of us should be taking a supplement. The one I chose was Balance of Nature. I don't care what supplement you choose. Choose one. I would choose Balance of Nature only because they packed so much into it and they use good fruits and vegetables that aren't tampered with. No chemicals, no nothing like that. And it's 11 fruits, servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. And a fiber drink that keeps your body balanced, your sugars, your health balanced. It's a fiber drink and it's amazing, but we also don't get enough fiber in our diet either. And so we don't get enough fruits. Our diet really should be 80%, really a good 70 at least, of tons of fruits and vegetables. And then you have all the other stuff, right? That's what it should be. I don't believe in all or nothing. I don't believe in going totally vegan. I don't believe in only eating meat. I believe in having, and I don't always live it, I'll tell you that much, hardly at all. But I do believe in having a great diet, and that diet should consist of a lot more of the nutrients behind fruits and vegetables. We were made for that. That's how our bodies were made. Our bodies were made to digest those things. And so get a supplement, because you're not going to eat that many fruits and vegetables a day. You're not going to eat 31 fruits and vegetables a day. That winds up being 10, 11 servings. So get Balance of Nature. Put in the code Kate, my name, K-A-T-E, and get a great savings, over a third off on this product. You can try it out. It's backed by a guarantee. You'll love it. But I'm telling you, you've got to do something. Do something. I don't care what you do. Do something. Get a supplement going. Balanceofnature.com is great. So, and a long history too, by the way, devoted clientele because they love it that much. That always says a lot to me. Okay. The impeachment, I'll talk about that for 2 seconds. The impeachment trial, the sham of a trial. You know, I said yesterday they were going to start pushing this idea of Pence, and there's a group of Republicans, that are pushing it called the Rule of Law Republicans. And this Rule of Law Republicans includes like a Romney, includes all these people that, that they're not there for your liberty. They're not there for your freedom. They're not there to do a role of senator or even in the House. These are people that gathered together whose only mission is to remove Trump. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? To even have a slogan, never Trumper. I mean, what is that? What is that? This group owned by a group called, what is it called? Defending Your Democracy or some garbly gook like that. They don't even understand that they are, they don't even understand we're a republic. Give me a break. But this group, Defending Democracy Together, Defending Democracy. Yeah. They sound like a real hardcore group of constitutionalists, right? So these are the wolves in sheep's clothing within the conservative movement, our movement, and I always will call them out because they are a sham. They're ridiculous. They're putting out ads right now on Fox News and all kinds of different outlets about the fact that that really President Pence should really be highlighted. President Pence should be President Pence, and Trump should be removed in favor of President Pence. What they're going to try and sell you on is this. This will be, you know, do right by the country, non-divisive. We'll bring the country together and make world leaders like us again. Yeah, that's exactly what we're here for, right? Is to be liked by world leaders across the nation that are communists. Perfect. But anyway, with that being said, I just wanted to say there's a big push for it right now. These ads are playing. The ads are all hype. They're just ridiculous. They don't even say anything. And they're all anti-Trump, get him out, and trying to paint President Pence, as they keep calling him, as our new leader, and how everybody will be pacified by that. They'll be pacified because they you know, who could argue that, right? Well, I'll guarantee one thing about Pence, though. You might like Pence, and it's not that I dislike Pence. I think that he could actually be pretty owned by the deep state. I really do. I think that they could tell him what to do. I don't think he has what it takes to stand up to that. I think you need a character like Trump in there that can at least expose things, even verbally. Even verbally, I'll take that right now. But Trump has been very, very good at verbally exposing things along the way, and I like that. About him, and that should be applauded because they won't. Most presidents won't expose the media, expose climate change, expose all of the stuff that they're trying to do. And I think Pence would actually cave pretty well, and then we wouldn't even have the exposing part. And you know, I was talking a little bit in a local hour of radio about the revolution and how we have had to we've had the same battle going on. The loyalists versus the patriots back at the beginnings of America. You didn't know who to trust. How did Washington even do it? He didn't even know who to trust. How do you know who really has loyalty where? And right now we have the advantage of generational. We understand generational liberty to a degree, but I think that we have a hard time really understanding who the wolves in sheep's clothing really are, and they're all among us. They really are. And it's just as bad as it was in the revolutionary times. We don't like to think that. We think if you categorize yourself as a liberal, you're a liberal. If you are a conservative, you're a conservative. And that all conservatives have the same values. They don't. I know you know that. And it's time to really weed these people out because they're brazen enough to show themselves and to show you who they are. They don't care about your liberty. They care, or your freedom. They care about serving their master, which is the deep state and those that own the deep state, really. The untalked about, if you will. But we needed somebody like Trump to at least expose it. I never thought we could solve all the stuff going on. I knew we couldn't, but we still need people that will expose and outwardly take these people to task. And Trump has been very successful at that, by the way. The group that helps fund, you know, these groups that I'm talking about that fund all these ads playing on Fox News and everything else right now to try and get Trump out, that say they're conservative, actually funded by the ultra-liberal eBay guy. Isn't that great? So money dials always back to these characters that have absolutely no understanding of government or freedom or liberty. We need to make the citizens free again. Not just make America great again. We need to make the citizens free again. And that's a task. And that's a task that's really up to the patriots of America. And we're the same percentages at what we were at the revolutionary times. Nothing has changed. But there's a quest for truth and knowledge right now that we absolutely need in this country. And I feel like I know you're awake. You wouldn't be listening to this show because we poke at both sides. People that want to hear their own group is always the rah-rah group and the other group's always the problem. We'll listen to other shows, not this one. If you really want to know truth, we'll try to cover it here and as best we can. So that's what I have to say about that. And I really mean it. We are up against it. The goal of the deep state is only oppression. It is only to void out what God gave you that's supposed to be constitutionally protected in this country. And we sure have an obligation and responsibility to protect it. And I hope that we're all engaged in that fight and doing that just as much as they were back then. It took the same kind of stamina. They probably actually gave up more than we're willing to. We're like social media people, right? You know, I made a tweet today. Well, that's not clearly enough, but it's a step. It's just not enough. When I come back, I'd like to talk. Well, I'll start this off. I want to talk about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is getting a lot of headlines right now. And if you're listening to the show live around the globe, which I know you are, we have a lot of people listening. Our country is getting just lambasted with these headlines right now. And we have a lot of information going back and forth. And so I have a lot of sources of information that I want to turn to. First and foremost, the U.S. patent for coronavirus, 2015, the Pierre Bright Institute talked about the patent for the coronavirus. Bill Gates Foundation helps fund this group that has the patent. And if you ask yourself right now, the obvious question to that, why would they patent a disease? Why is the same guy who was warning people about the SARS thing that didn't pan out to be what they said it was going to be? Why is he at the helm of this new one, coronavirus? Kind of interesting. Are they quarantining people by the millions? There's some truth to that. Could we be looking at something that would wipe out 65 million people? Well, yeah, we all know something will come. Sure. Bill Gates has done nothing but talk about it. He talks about depopulation, wearing it like a badge of honor. He actually thinks it's a great thing. And he's funding some of these groups that are working with these viruses. So there's a whole lot of information I want to share with you. I know you're doing your own research too, but there's so much to know about coronavirus right now, and it's important. We've got to understand what to fear, what not to fear. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. And, of course, you can call up. I want to hear your 2 cents. 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized Safe Money information kit and a 115-page Safe Money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
Have you heard Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer?
You know, I've laughed for years at these TV commercials that have said, "What's your number?" Because we are much more than a number. When has numbers ever told the story of you? Understanding our clients is what sets us apart, because not a single one of our clients is a number.
Join Abe and Eric for Your Family and Your Retirement, Tuesday afternoon at 5 on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 KZNU. And check out AshtonWealth.com.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
This time of year is why we live in southern Utah, so it's time to take advantage of the weather. That's why you need Stewart Awning. Experts building shade in the desert for more than 40 years. Stewart Awning will transform your yard into a backyard oasis. They've helped families for decades enhance their outdoor living at home using only premium products, always at a great price, leaving you completely satisfied. That's their guarantee. Take advantage of their always free and prompt estimates. Before you buy an awning, always get a quote from Stewart Awning. Find them today at stewartawning.com.
Sean Lee of Retirement Elevated knows it's never too late or too early to begin those conversations about what you want your retirement to look like.
When you start to have those discussions, I mean, I'm 39. Surprisingly, I've been an advisor for 18 years now. And even my wife and I have these discussions constantly. Hey, what do we envision retirement looking like? When do we want to retire?
We cover all the things that you want to know about retirement planning on Retirement Elevated with Sean Lee, Saturdays from 12:30 to 1 on St. George News Radio.
The all-new 2019 Lincoln MKC at Kent Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is the smoothest ride in town, with great features like adaptive suspension, which monitors and adjusts to fit your preferred driving experience, or Wi-Fi standard hotspot. The Lincoln MKC has got it. Right now, you can get 0% interest for 60 months on the new 2019 Lincoln MKC and up to $7,000 off MSRP of $51,710. Kent Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. Some restrictions apply. OAC through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you, for the first time in your life, the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
So what's your plan to make this new decade the best ever? Exercise? No brainer. I'm a Pilates man myself. Diet? Yep. Meditation? Sounds good to me, but how about sleep? Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and nothing will help you be the best you more than good sleep. I can help with that. At Best Mattress, get a free adjustable base with a queen mattress of $5.99 or more. Sleep better, live better. It's going to be a great year. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show.
Doctor, my eyes.
You know, there's a lot of truth to this song. Have you ever listened to the words? The slow parade of fears, too. We have had a slow parade of fears. If I would have asked you, I remember the first year I was in radio doing this show in particular, that we talked about a virus that year and the next year. And it's pretty amazing how it's been sort of a slow trickle of fear of amplifying the fear. There was a great study that I used to talk about all the time on the show that categorized a three, it was like a, each, this guy was from, I think, Malaysia, and he wrote this study and said, I've gone back through all of the hype and the fear, and there's always one that emerges where the media will hit strong for 3 solid months. And then at the end of 3 solid months, you'll never hear about it again. During the 3 months, they'll say millions and millions and millions and millions of people will die. And then at the end of 3 months, they'll never say they were wrong. They'll never say there was only 2 or there were only 600 people worldwide that died. They'll just, that's just it. You just never see it again. And they're on to the next headline, the next big story. But it usually 2.5 to 3 months is usually about the time that it takes the media to really, really pound on it 24/7 because it's great headline news, okay? So we have that facet going on. But I want to go a little bit deeper with you in the show today because I want to talk just a little bit about what are the odds of something coming and will we have something coming? And I think that's probably a really important aspect of this. There's been a lot of news about exercises conducted three months ago, that a coronavirus pandemic could kill 65 million people. Okay. And there's a lot of talk about this at an event called Event 201, and it was held in New York City. And on October 18th, John Hopkins Center for Health Security, in conjunction with World Economic Forum, and of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Let me just remind you about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Here's Bill Gates acting like depopulation would just be a super idea. Here you go.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Wait a minute. If we did a really good job on health, we could lower the population? Okay, here we go.
$10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the year of the vaccines. What does that mean exactly?
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. The benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really allows
the society a chance to
take care of itself once you've made that intervention.
Could be, because there's lots of, I think, sterilization going on within what he's talking about. But he's been at the helm of this, and he did partner with the CDC. I want to remind everybody, he partnered with the CDC. They don't let anybody partner, right, with the CDC, unless you're Bill Gates, a computer guy. Just because he puts money into a foundation, all of a sudden now, they're very, very interested in what he's doing and his research and everything. It's just awfully odd that a computer guru ended up partnering with the CDC and in his quest to manufacture over 300 new ways to inoculate somebody around the globe. It's just strange, right? I think it's awfully weird, and I think that needs to be looked at. But this event, 201, held in New York City, brought 15 leaders of business, government, public health, right, create a scenario in which a coronavirus pandemic was ravaging the planet. And the current corona, you know, virus outbreak that originated in China didn't really begin until, what? We didn't start hearing about it till December. So kind of interesting. Now, the John Hopkins Center has a long sort of strange... This is where McCain went for his brain surgery and then went right back to the Senate after the Obamacare vote that he went up against. Anyway, John Hopkins has a really weird history, and John Hopkins is just whenever I see that name, I'm very, very skeptical I'm very, very skeptical about some of the aims of Johns Hopkins. And I could probably do another hour on that. I think I actually have done a segment on that. But they do have some very strange ties to some very strange things. So the fact that they did a partnership for health security with the World Economic Forum and the Bill Gates Foundation, why does that not surprise me that that's the institution that they would go to? Okay. Johns Hopkins, I know a lot of people think they have a very, very stellar reputation. It's Johns Hopkins, like it's, you know, oh my gosh. But so does the Rockefeller Foundation. And I don't trust the Rockefeller Foundation because it's, the ties are kind of strange. So without getting into the weeds on Johns Hopkins, I did find it kind of strange that this was the deal. So they were talking about a simulation, right? A fictional virus called CAPS, C-A-P-S. And like I said, they were, this was about a pandemic originated from a pig farm. Okay. But it is strange. They're putting out a number, 65 million people. And they are saying, you know, 6 months of this supposed virus, you know, around the globe, let's prepare for this. We do a lot of preparing for these kinds of things. This isn't the first time they've had a drill. It won't be the last. But I do find it interesting that Bill Gates gets kind of excited about depopulation and sort of inserts it in his conversations as something that works and is great, as if people are expendable and it doesn't really matter. So we had a claim of 46 million Chinese are now under quarantine. That's more than half of all of, it's more than all of California, and that the virus is jumping around. And that China is restricting travel for 46 million people across 16 different cities, right? And what will this actually look like? So there have been two deaths reported outside Wuhan, right? And then, of course, some residents are displaying symptoms. And you've got all these little pieces that people are reporting on right now. A case in 63 suspected cases in the U.S., okay? One senator says three confirmed across Minnesota, Illinois, right there in Illinois where we're live, Jersey and California. So here's some of the things going on, and there could be a quarantine going on. Are they delivering sort of a what looks like a very kind of noxious gas over the city? And one person had put up on Twitter that they were raiding, R-A-I-D as in the chemical raid, the people, the city itself. Being under quarantine, there's a lot of things that I think are coming. I really do. And I don't minimize that because I think that if you are somebody that understands biblically, if you've read the book, so to speak, you know how the story ends, so to speak, that I think we could probably all agree that that would not shock us, right? And that we understand that things will come, that trying to get rid of big sectors of the population, will things be manufactured? I absolutely think so. Yes. I'd say that to you off the air too. Yes, I absolutely think so. Now, we've had a slow trickle of all of these types of viruses, SARS and everything else. We've had, you know, you name it, right? H1N1. And that people have died. It hasn't been the pandemic that they always say a pandemic is. But certainly people have died because there are illnesses. And they can actually break illnesses out of the bag, can't they? They can actually bring Spanish flu back. And I love the show we did on Spanish flu, by the way, and how it actually got started. And the truth behind that. But nonetheless, can something be created? Yes, I absolutely think it would be in these case scenarios. I think that that our immune systems have been taking a beating for a really long time. I think that they have a lot of plans for this. In reading on our own government website on what they actually admit to, they've been obviously discussing this for decades and talking about the problems to your civil liberty when they decide that they can move in and that they can tell you that you are quarantined. Can they quarantine America? Is a quarantine the equivalent of making it so that you can't travel? Is that what a quarantine is? Or is a quarantine mean that you're in your house, you can't leave, and that you would be monitored? They sure would need an awful lot of monitoring, wouldn't they, to be able to do that? excuse me. But they even talk about on the government website, the judicial system, holding up reasonable community restrictions, legal and logistical questions loom like this. They admit this. Who has the power and under what criteria to order closings and for what period of time? Can they order school closings and work closings? Can they order just travel? Where does it start to really infringe upon you, the person? And then they go on to say this. What threshold of disease should trigger closings, and should thresholds be different for different entities? And then under what circumstances should compensation for closings be paid by the government? And what should the penalties be for noncompliance? Your punishment for not jumping in line with this. And these questions about this enforcement, this assurance of the population that the government's in charge. One thing that does not soothe me is the government being in charge of something like this. At all. But they do talk about this quite a bit, and they actually go through death tolls based on mild pandemics and severe pandemics, with a more severe pandemic saying that it could erase about 62 million people globally. 96% of those deaths, though, occurring in a developing world, because they'll move in with a certain amount of quarantining, which means deprivation of your civil rights in order to do that. Now, some of you go, well, I might agree with that because I don't want it to spread. I understand why you think that. I understand. I get it. But I think that if people realize that something was real, I think the problem is going to be whether it's manufactured or not. I think people are going to have a definite problem with, because I actually think that they would quarantine way more than they needed to and take away more civil rights than they ever needed to in order to try and appease, people that something was actually being done. And the government also goes into a lot of different factors, they have huge essays on this from the health departments coming out on this and really talking through it, like really, really, really talking through this. So a couple of the things I want to talk about when I get back from the break are the Zika virus crisis of 2016, where everybody was telling me that we were going to have mass deaths because of the Zika. And so, as you can tell, I probably err on the side of they're hyping this up, usually either for a distraction in the media to something that's going on, or they like to hype it up every few years as the slow crawl toward all these things can harm you, citizen. We will always be on top of it to help you so that when the big one breaks, trust us even more. How's that for a wrap-up sentence going into the next segment? That's how I honestly feel. I know something big will come. I know several things will come. But I think it's when is the slow crawl going on and when are we actually facing something large? And I actually do want your calls, 888-673-1450 on this. I'd like to know what you think. But I'll go back to the same guy that was in charge of SARS that's doing this too. That comes from John Rappaport, a journalist who tries to tell the truth, does a pretty good job. I'll come back with his take on it and a couple of other items I want you to be aware of too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Now is the time to take care of your heating and cooling system during the New Year's Savings Event with Air Care Professionals.
Need a heating tune-up?
Just $89 for a limited time.
Looking to replace that old, inefficient heating system?
Well, right now, you can get up to $1,000 off a new Bryant heating and air conditioning system from Air Care Professionals.
And don't stop there.
For a limited time, get 0% equipment financing options OAC.
This may be the best offer of the year.
With offers like these, you know Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business.
Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Voted best of Southern Utah.
If you're like me, you don't go to the dentist. You don't want to waste your time or your money. I get it. Then I met Dr. Bergman. He owns Red Hills Dental here in St. George. He knew I love classic cars, and he told me, hey, think of my mouth like a car. Sometimes it needs an oil change, and other times it'll need a full restoration. Of course, my teeth deserve the same attention, he said. So now, after a 60-point inspection and some minor repairs, my smile is restored. If you've been avoiding the dentist for whatever reason, visit with Dr. Bergman at Red Hills Dental. He'll take care of you.
Red Hills Dental. Go to sgsmiles.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Absolute Spa and Pool is making it quicker, easier, and more affordable to own your own hot tub or swim spa this holiday and the new year. Get the St. George special today on a new Artisan or Cal Spa hot tub, discounted $500. Or get the stock Tidal Fits or Hot Spring Spa for $1,500 off. Free steps and a chemical set with any purchase. Learn more today and improve your health at Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, voted number one best of Southern Utah.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
February 21st through 23rd.
It had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle group.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
The all-new 2019 Lincoln MKC at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is the smoothest ride in town with great features like adaptive suspension, which monitors and adjusts to fit your preferred driving experience, or Wi-Fi standard hotspot. The Lincoln MKC has got it. Right now, you can get 0% interest for 60 months on the new 2019 Lincoln MKC and up to $7,000 off MSRP of $51,710. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. Some restrictions apply. OAC through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Marty Lane here, and you guys know that I have acid reflux. I've been talking about it on the radio. Well, it developed into Barrett's esophagus, which can be very, very serious. Well, I trust Utah Gastroenterology. Dr. Bound has been fantastic. In fact, their entire staff has been wonderful, absolutely great. If you have digestive problems, it can be embarrassing, painful, even some cases life-threatening. Well, that's why it's always best to seek help from the experienced people at Utah Gastroenterology. You'll be seen by a board-certified gastroenterologist, and they can take away those symptoms of acid reflux. When you need complete help with your GI problems, make sure you make an appointment with Utah Gastroenterology. They will help you safeguard your most priceless possession, your health. Utah Gastroenterology, located on Riverside Drive in St. George, or visit them on their website at utahgastro.com.
Have you heard about the best kept secret in town? Below retail liquidation? If not, you will now. This family-owned outlet focuses on saving you money. You'll find home improvement, plumbing, flooring, and even clothing marked at over 50% off. You've got to see the furniture, small appliances, and the highly sought-after carports, RV covers, barns, sheds, garages, and shops. Wow, they have everything at below bargain pricing. They have something for everyone. Follow them on Facebook at Below Retail Liquidation Outlet and visit them at 1469 Sunset Boulevard, St. George.
A lot of people don't realize that you can have a beautiful funeral and still choose cremation. Affordable Funeral Services in Southern Utah can help you with both. By pre-planning your services, you can make your wishes known and give your family the opportunity for closure.
Hi, this is Brian at Affordable Funeral Services in Cedar City. Call me today and see that there is a difference. 435-586-3456. Or find us online at affordablefuneralservices.com. And look for the candle.
My brother Omar was 8 years old when he died. He had a hole in his tummy. A bullet hit him. The gun came from the garage. I was just playing. I didn't mean to shoot Daddy's gun.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So glad you're tuned in on a Friday. I know, it's a little, it's a hard topic for a Friday, to tell you the truth. It is. It's a little tough. Coronavirus. We're talking about coronavirus. The hype. Is it hype? Is it not? Do we have something coming? I think we do at some point, yes. I'm not quite sure that this is it, but I think John Rappaport agrees with me, a journalist. He was talking about this, and he was saying this. You know, the Chinese government has locked down Wuhan, the city of 11 million people. Owing to the threat of the coronavirus. And there's travel restrictions in several other Chinese cities. And what does all this prove? Because when we say quarantine, what does that really mean? Are we put in camps? Or you just can't travel? So he says nothing. Nothing. It proves that the Chinese government wants to install tighter controls. It doesn't lead to the conclusion that a coronavirus is making people sick or killing them. Because really and truly, it's mostly about how many people are just infected with it, right? Like we were talking about with Melissa on Wednesday. So during the so-called Zika virus of 2016, women in several countries were told not to get pregnant because the virus might cause brain damage for their babies. Remember the one photo they kept sending out? The one picture of the one baby that head was misshapen? That was a form of lockdown too. And you know, if it were instituted for good reason, then we would be seeing mass numbers of babies all over the world with smaller heads and brain damage as that one little baby's photo was constantly shown. As the virus was going to spread, you'd see more and more pictures, but we didn't. We're not seeing that. And I remember John Rappaport covering Zika extensively, and so did we on the show. And there were a lot of people that were yelling at me. They were mad at me off the air. How could you not understand what's going on? Millions will die, because they kept listening to the sounds of the corrupt sounds of our media. But the measures that government authorities enact, they don't constitute proof of a harmful virus. And so otherwise, presidents and kings could write science all day long simply by issuing orders, right? So now we're seeing photos of people lying in the street and perhaps other Chinese cities, so-called victims of the coronavirus. And the answer still is nothing. It doesn't prove anything. And we've seen pictures of 4 or 5 people lying in the street. Or on a hospital floor in a city of 11 million people where they say this is rampant enough that they have to put on all these restrictions. I think this really is, like John does, a censoring of our senses, a slow trickle of it's okay if the government's in charge and will make decisions on restrictions, you'll get used to it, citizen. I think that's one of the blatant messages on this. And then it talks about patents. The text of a patent for a coronavirus is circulating wide. And what does that prove? Well, nothing. They go back, clear back to 1984, by the way. Clear back farther than 2003. But on the coronavirus patents, one in the US, one in the UK, they both refer to vaccine development at the same time, right? To contradict this. And we also know that Bill Gates has been working steadily with the CDC to develop 300 more vaccines. Now, you have to figure in a country like ours where we have good sanitation, that's absolutely unnecessary. Absolutely unnecessary. Usually it's bad sanitation that allows things to spread. Okay? We don't have those problems. We don't have those problems of, say, in the core of India. And so So the comforting development in this should be that the Chinese researcher, Nishan, who discovered the SARS virus in 2003, is now at the forefront of all of these new announcements on coronavirus that's shaken up China. And his mere presence on the scene, is a warning sign. They're saying that this was the exact same thing as SARS. A lot of talk, not a lot really, really going on. And so people who have ordinary flu symptoms, too, are sometimes swept up into the word suspected, quote unquote, of being coronavirus, because it's all the same types of symptoms. How do you know? And so they can say a lot of things are suspected. You have a cold, it's suspected that it's coronavirus. And so just with that being said, 800 out of 7 billion people that live in pretty close quarters, you can't even prove that 800 people even died from SARS back in 2003, which is what their claim was. And if you look now, that's the claim from the World Health Organization. But the whole program of epidemic detection, is it fraud? Because they'll call anything a pandemic. Even with one death, it's a pandemic, right? Because it's just the crossing of lines of countries, of states. So anyway, We did pass money as a Congress, by the way, for the last one we had. And what happened to that? Nobody ever knows where that money goes. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are always appropriated inside of an emergency session. You know, they can get in and appropriate dollars because we have a pandemic coming. Where does that black hole money go? Nobody ever asks after the fact. Where'd it go? There's no accounting for it. Anyway, so here's the nugget that John delivers, and that is the World Health Organization claims every year that there are between 3 and 5 million cases of ordinary run-of-the-mill flu in the world. 3 to 5 million. Resulting in 300,000 to 650,000 deaths. And the symptoms are indistinguishable from SARS and all the viruses of coronavirus that's been around a long time and all of the viruses combined. Okay. For some reason, they don't declare ordinary flu as an ongoing epidemic or pandemic. Why is that? Why do they always call it the new mystery one? So they choose SARS, for which the cause is absent, and they call that the epidemic. And it's caused 800 deaths versus 290,000 to 650,000. Does that make any sense? It doesn't. It makes no sense. What it says to me is that they carefully and very craftily want to develop a scare on something that they're calling mysterious, even though it's certainly not mysterious. And scare the pants off people, induce them to willingly accept greater surveillance wherever they go, step up police, military presence, cameras, enact quarantines, restrict travel at the drop of a pin, you know, restrict travel, just like that. Hypnotize, really, populations is the way John puts it. I would say it's just a slow trickle of propaganda that allows us to believe that this is just part of our lives now and it's necessary, and safety and security above freedom. Also, I just want to mention this too, that that we have a pretty big problem going on with the fact that we have these patents and the fact that we have a really big issue here, if you want to look at it too, in who this profits, you know. Will Bill Gates holding an event scare the pants off some people in America? Yes, because we get word of an event where they're absolutely going over the idea of killing off 65 million people as a true possibility. But does he also profit on the flip side of that too, with pharma and with all of the things he's involved in? Yes. There are actually 19 different coronavirus patents that were filed well before the outbreak even started, some going back clear till 1984. And is this a manufactured outbreak, a false flag outbreak, right? A testing of sorts. And I really do mean that. A testing either to provide levels of propaganda every other year to us for the new illness, or testing in general just to see what would happen. Do the citizens even put up a fight 5 years from now after being through three more illnesses that we're going to see over the next 5 years? Will they even put up a fight when there's major quarantining going on beyond travel? Because we've had Zika, we've had SARS, we've had Ebola, we've had avian flu, H1N1. I mean, the list goes on. Just in the last, 30 years? 25 years? So they also say that a lot of people are absolutely profiting off this in healthcare businesses, from food to doctors to insurance to drug companies. And there's always a reason that they would go to bat on this, to try and develop more and more scare. It does make me very, very suspicious about this. But there's lots of strains, just like there's different strains of the flu. There's lots of strains of this. It's been around for a long time. It's not brand new, as they'd like you to think. And it's obviously patented. It's patented for a reason, I understand, so that they can do continuous work on this, so they can have it in these labs. I understand what they're doing. But at the same time, you have to wonder about those patents. And it's the canine respiratory coronavirus, right? That's one of the patents from, 2008. Okay. The peptide compounds for detecting or inhibiting SARS coronavirus, that's all one word, SARS coronavirus. OK, Okay. Mutations of all of these things are constantly worked out in labs in America and all over the world. And I could go through the names of all 19 patents, but I think the main theme is they all have something very much in common. And that is they're all pointing to the, pretty much the same thing, minus a variation of strain, but it's the same. So we have a lot of information out there. The Chinese markets at the center of the coronavirus are selling weird meat like wolves and rats and camels. Okay. You've got reports today of Science Magazine talking about 200 infections with new coronavirus, not deaths, infections, which people can get over coronavirus. It's not a death sentence. They're talking about it now being in their eyes. We know that... that we are going to have outbreaks. I never, ever, ever minimize that. And I hope everybody realizes that, that it's not minimized at all. I do feel we're going to get some things. I think they're going to come down the pike a little bit later so that people fight it less. I think there's more conditioning going on here. I really do. And as the scare tactics come, we get an idea that government saves us. People actually buy that. And they just it just keeps going. So... every other year, every 2 years, you know, we're seeing one of these big, huge things in the news. It's kind of like the Malaysia guy that did the study that said 2.5 months at least, you're going to see it in the news continuously. And there's going to be lots of disinformation and real information. I like John Rappaport's take in comparing it to all the rest that I've ever discussed on the radio. Same exact thing. They all pan out about the same. Money's always allocated, number one. Fear is always brought by the headlines because the news agencies reap profit off of that. But they also get us to believe that government's going to help us. And manufactured outbreaks. I absolutely think that we'll be seeing a manufactured outbreak before we ever see something real that happens. Not that that wouldn't cause millions of deaths too, but I'm just saying that at the root of that, I think there's a lot of people out there that catch on that this is a manufactured thing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
It's a Hebrew word.
What's that?
Kosher?
Uh-huh.
You've heard that word before?
I have, yes.
It's a, it's about food purity.
Mmm. Food
now, see,
purity.
This goes back to the market, right?
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. A lot more tighter controls.
You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in the Black Death days, mm-hmm. Black Plague.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrews were very intolerant of vermin, so they didn't get sick as much.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's like, "Oh, you guys are doing something bad."
Right.
But it's just basic sanitation.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know,
it's basic sanitation.
Stuff.
Yeah.
The Bible is so simple.
It is, isn't it? It is. It lays it out perfectly.
No.
Whoops. Thank you for that. Let me just say this. There is a lot of hype, and there's going to be a lot of hype on this because everybody, I think, that has read the Bible in their lifetime will worry about this at some degree. We all do, and I get it because I'm one of you. I understand, right? At the same time, we have to identify the slow trickle of being manipulated as well. And this has been a slow trickle of that. There's a lot of people, even in the media, that that usually will spend some pretty good stuff out, truth-wise, that are really falling for this. I honestly think something will come, but I don't think yet. I think that a lot more will be done in the way that they're doing it right now. I think that deaths will be real. You'll see some deaths because look at how many deaths come just because of the flu. Just because of the flu. So we don't talk about that on a regular basis. Why? Because people would tune out. They do much better with a mysterious new illness that usually is coming from China, to be honest with you, that we're afraid to get over here that we think is going to wipe out 65 million of us overnight. And I do think those days will come. But I think it'll come in different ways. I really do. And on this, I just wanted to kind of slice through some of the stuff out there because there is so much stuff. I mean, this is just getting insane. It's getting out of hand. So anyway, 19 patents of coronavirus since different variations since 1984. I'll be right back. Got a great guest. I'll be right back talking about human trafficking, too. And then a great message to wind the show up with. I hope we can do our homework on this, take it down a notch, and really, really look at what's actually going on instead of all the fear-driven headlines, too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a holistic kind of guy, you know, my whole life. And I just felt like you're supposed to hurt, you're supposed to ache, you're supposed to feel like, you know, you're getting old. But that's not the case. I don't feel that way anymore. It's been because of this product. And the biggest thing is I don't get up to go to the bathroom like I did before. I seem to get a better night's sleep. You know, I really do. I just think, you know, this Balance of Nature just took it to the next level.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code CANYON.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.